We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, Pro Basketball Hall of Famer, College Basketball Hall of Famer.
And luckiest guy in the world.
Are you? Why are you the luckiest guy in the world, Bill Walton?
Because people have always been nicer to me, guys, than I deserve. I had the greatest parents ever. I was born on third base. I was born, raised, and still live in my hometown of San Diego. But today I report in from Las Vegas, where I'm doing a big corporate event for a fantastic company based in Ohio, down in Cincinnati. So that will be a lot of fun. But I'm coming to Cleveland. And that's why I'm here checking in with you guys, because on this Friday, October 11th, I will be at the Renaissance Hotel for the Cuyahoga College Presidential Scholarship Lunch. And what could be better than allowing other people's dreams to come true, to enable, to empower, to inspire? And as I come in on the heels of Oprah and Magic Johnson, the pressure is on. The countdown has begun, but we're going to have a rocking good time. And I'm the luckiest guy in the world, because all the things that we're going to be talking about with Alex, who's the president of Cuyahoga Community College, the Tri-C there, and Len Komorowski, the CEO of the Cavaliers, what an incredible talent and leader he is. They've put together this program. This is the 27th luncheon over the course of the last quarter century here, and they've raised more than $20 million. And so my challenge is to get that bar even higher there. We're going to come in and put on a fantastic show. I'll be meeting with a lot of the students early in the morning. I'll be heading over to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame at the dawn, and then we'll be meeting with all the sponsors and the VIP guys, and then afterwards I'll be signing autographs and taking pictures and doing all this stuff here, and then going on an incredible tour of the new Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse in that remarkable renovation that Len and the Cavs and Dan Gilbert. And while we're here on the line, let's just all say a prayer for Dan Gilbert. That guy, what he has done for Cleveland, what he's done for America, what he's done for the world has just been absolutely spectacular. And it's all going to roll into one. And that's why I'm the luckiest guy in the world.
Bill, I thought you were going to just say because you played with Larry Bird. I didn't know it was
going to... Well, that too. That's part of it. And Larry was the greatest player I ever played with. And as great as he was as a player, he's even a better human being, and he is just so solid in everything. He's incredibly smart, although he loves to portray himself as the hick from French Lick, but nothing could be further from the truth. And his instincts, his moral values, his personal character is just at the very top of the list. Plus the fact that he was just this spectacular basketball player who could do anything and everything with the ball. And it was just so fun to be on his team. And I would not have ever made it to the Celtics had it not been for the risk that Larry took and the risk that Red Auerbach took to get me on the Celtics. Because I'm the most injured player in the history of anything. And it was just very fortuitous. I grew up a Celtic fan.
Yeah.
Because, you know, one of the things that that is so wonderful in my life is how it all comes full circle. Because growing up in Southern California, San Diego, the greatest place on earth, my basketball hero was Bill Russell from the exact opposite end of the country. But I loved the way Bill Russell played, and he played to make other people's dreams come true. And that's what the Cuyahoga College Presidential Scholarship Lunch and Foundation is all about. That's what Len and the Cavaliers, that's what Alex at the college, at the foundation, and Megan and all his incredible staff, Alex's, what they do is what Bill Russell did. They do what Larry Bird did. They do what LeBron James did. They do what the young guys there at Cleveland right now with Colin Sexton and Darius Garland. And what a find you guys got in John Beilein. How did you guys get John Beilein? Everybody's been trying to get him forever. Then he ends up in Cleveland. I mean, what a great deal. Not just for John Beilein, but for the basketball fans of the Cleveland area and all of Ohio and throughout the globe, because this game is changed so much in terms of the globalization and all the different things that are going on and the different style, the changing dynamics, the changing demographics here. It's just it's a fantastic time to be alive, and we're going to make the most of it. And that's what this luncheon is about, and that's what my life is all about right now.
We're talking with Hall of Famer Bill Walton. Bill, you know, so much I want to hit on based on what you said, and we are excited to have John Beilein, although we don't know about this team yet, obviously. It's a young
team.
Well,
it's a team in progress, guys. Yeah. But that's what life is about. And we get spoiled because, you know, when you've been to the top of the mountain, as Cleveland has been, all those finals during the LeBron years, all that huge games and everything just absolutely fantastic, but life changes. I mean, how many times have I had to change in my own life? And the ability to embrace the uncertainty of tomorrow. But that is the challenge for leadership. And that's why I'm coming to commit myself and my whole day to doing whatever I can to help the young dreamers coming up. Because, you know, at Tri-C, it's not just about young people. It's, you know, you got all different kinds of people. Our world is changing. Basketball is changing. Everything is constantly in flux there, and the job market is changing. And then so we have this tremendous need to educate our entire community here so that we, as a group, as a team, can be ready for what's coming next. Those who are able to define the terms of the conflict, make the other guy play your game. And I think back of my first run through the NBA when Lenny Wilkins was my coach. And Lenny had come from Cleveland. He had spent time there as a player, and he was just getting started as a coach. His career had ended as a player, although he did try to be a player coach with us. But what Lenny Wilkins, as my first pro coach coming on the heels of John Wooden, he just taught me so much about humanity, about spirit, about core values, about kindness, about discipline, about preparation, and about how to beat the big guys. And that is what Cuyahoga Community College is all about. Because as your life changes, you're going to find that the challenges become more difficult on a constant basis. And I'm 66 years old right now, so my challenges are extreme. But I'm so lucky because so many different people have helped me, from my first coach, who was my best coach when I started with him when I was 8 years old, to the voice in my ear. Who's the voice of the Cavaliers now? I've lost track of that.
Well,
John Michael.
It's John Michael now. Unfortunately, our play-by-play man, Fred McLeod, passed away about a month ago.
A month ago?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So that voice in my ear was Chick Hearn.
Yeah.
Who was so full of joy, hope, optimism, the celebration of life through sports. And then I had John Wooden, and then I had the heroes in my life. And with all the things going on in the world today, oh, my gosh. So on the shuffle this morning, on my iPad shuffle, it just popped up in the music. Bob Dylan, Blowing in the Wind. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. And that's what makes me the luckiest guy in the world. And I'm getting really excited about stopping in at the Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and seeing Shelby again and all the new exhibits they have. But as we keep reinventing, as we keep going and changing and everything, and try to make the opportunities happen. Think of, say, an Austin Carr and what Austin did for the sport of basketball, even though he beat UCLA back there in 1971. Oh, my gosh, I couldn't believe that. 46 points, what a game he had. But the way that Austin and Nate Thurman and Lenny Wilkins and Campy Russell and all the different people who have just had such a huge impact on my life and what they mean to the Cleveland community there, because it's tough out there, but we're trying to create the opportunities. We're trying to show everybody the power of the team, and that's what makes Len so important in this whole equation. Dan Gilbert, he is down for a short while right now. How about what happened to David Blatt and how sad that is? But those are all aspects of life that we have to deal with. And as we keep coming together and keep moving forward and keep listening to the music play, we've got a chance. And that chance comes together at the Renaissance Hotel this Friday, October 11th. Oh, my gosh. Be there. You've been suitably warned. And be in town early, as I will be. Let's go.
Let's go, Bill Walton. We're glad to be joined by Bill Walton. Bill, are you expecting a call from MLB Network? We loved your call on the White Sox broadcast.
Wow. Once again, I exhibited my greatest strength in life, guys, which is being somewhere where I don't belong.
It was great, though.
Well, I can't say that. You never ask the speaker. You always have to ask the audience. And I have received a number of very kind words and comments about the job that we did. And I had super fun. And this guy, Jason, who sat next to me, that guy is a true giant. And what a genius. His ability, I've worked with the best as a broadcaster. Who would have ever thought, guys, that I would be a broadcaster, right? Anyway, 6'11", red hair, big nose, freckles, goofy, nerdy-looking face, can't talk, I'm a lifelong stutter and a deadhead, too, over 1,000 shows, a lot of them there in Ohio. But
nice.
This guy, Jason, my ability to be able to come into contact with these people, Jason is so smart, so intuitive, so willing to play along with the thread of the conversation of the dream. Have you, either of you guys old enough to ever been to a Grateful Dead show or to a Bob Dylan show or a Neil Young show or John Fogerty or just a great rock and roll musical performance where they just take you on a trip that you have no idea what's going to happen next?
Bill, I've been to Billy Joel and Bruce Springsteen. Does that count?
Fantastic. I love those guys. And they put on just a show of emotional commitment. And what I love about the big shows, what I love about a Cavaliers game, an NBA game, a rock and roll concert there at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, is the fuel that comes from the fans who are so ready, the same fuel that those students are bringing to Cuyahoga Community College. And then the adventure that the performer, that the teacher, that the leader, that Len, that Alex take you on. And then you've got the emotional reality of life and how you change, how you come in one person and you leave a totally different person. But you leave inspired, educated, illuminated, you leave empowered, and you leave enabled. It's very much like washing your clothes. Because when you put a dirty load of wash in the laundry, man, you say, I'm never wearing this stuff again. And then it comes out, and it's all clean, and it's fantastic. And you're ready to go one more time. And now we got John Beilein, and now you got these two young stars, Colin Sexton and Darius Garland, coming up. And how's Kevin Love doing? How's my great friend Kevin?
Bill, last thing. I want to go back to your playing days. You started with the Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
I'll be 50 in a couple of years. So to me, that was my childhood, watching the 80s Celtics versus Lakers. To me,
I had children as old as you.
There you go. To me, that was the best basketball ever. For me, was Celtics Lakers in the 80s. Obviously some other teams in the mix, but that rivalry to me has never been topped since in the NBA. Do you agree, or do you think it's better now?
There's always been great players, and there's always been great teams. What has changed is the brilliant leadership that we have, starting with David Stern, starting in 1984, and now carried over magnificently by Adam Silver. And I stand with Adam Silver. I trust in Adam Silver and what he is doing on a constant basis right now to try to make everything better for as many people as possible. But David Stern, the most important man in the history of basketball, little tiny guy. And
that's right.
Never shot a basket, but he was able to make a game into a business. A business that is now grown and is a global economic powerhouse that is used for good. And what more could you ask from a person? And so when you look at the players today, they are phenomenal. And you look at Steph Curry and Kevin Durant, who I'm just really hoping he's going to get back, and Klay Thompson and the guys down in Houston, Harden, and what's the guy's name who came? Oh, Russell Westbrook. But the league is full of them, and they're just everywhere. And they're so skilled. They're so talented. The culture is different. The style is different. But it's still the same thing. And what I look for in my life, I make my choices. You know, why am I coming to Cleveland on a Friday, October 11th, and missing the opening of the Bob Dylan tour in Irvine, California? I'm coming there because I believe in the collective sense of effort and purpose. And I make my choices in life to do something, to act, to speak, to be involved, to commit based on people, based on passion, and based on purpose. And that's what this whole Cuyahoga College Presidential Scholarship Lunch is all about, in that we're looking around saying, what can we do to make this world better? That's what basketball has always been. That's what I try to make my life. My heroes, Bill Russell, Muhammad Ali, Cesar Chavez, Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King, and then all the musical heroes, Jerry Garcia and Bob Dylan and Neil Young and John Fogerty and Jimmy Cliff and Jackson Brown, and just it's an endless list. I don't want to leave anybody out. Billy Joel, Bruce Springsteen, Rolling Stones, John Lennon, all these different guys. And so we have this chance to do that. And while we, as players ourselves, when we're young, you develop this spirit of invincibility, of that no one is ever going to be able to beat me. But then time wins, and you break down, your body fails. But the key is to stay in the game and keep involved and keep making that positive difference. And starting every day, every interaction, every encounter, every personal face-to-face with, hey, man, what can I do to help you? Bill, how can I make your life better? How can I lift the burden that seems to be crushing you? And that's why I will be in Cleveland Friday, October 11th, Cuyahoga College community. Yes, the Tri-C and the Presidential Scholarship Lunch. And that is, guys, why I am the luckiest guy on earth.
Bill Walton will be the featured guest at the Cuyahoga Community College Foundation's 2019 Presidential Scholarship Luncheon. Sold-out event begins 11:25 a.m., as Bill's mentioned, on Friday, this Friday, October the 11th, at the Renaissance Cleveland Hotel on Public Square. More than 1,000 people expected to attend. Bill, we appreciate the time. Thanks for the entertainment. We appreciate it.
Sounds like a dead show to me. Be in town early. Just come on down, guys. The party's about to begin. The band is about to strike it up. Let's go. Enjoy the ride and roll on forever. Shine on, guys. Thanks for having me. I love Cleveland.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.